And now, The Archers, an everyday story of knife crime, mental torture, psychopaths, attempted murder, and the failings of the British criminal justice system. Oh, and a cow mooing. Pat and Tony are paying another emotional visit in prison to Helen.
You have to be strong for the sake of the new baby, Helen.
Jack's a bonny lad. He's got your eyes.
We hardly see anything of Rob in him, apart from the number 666 on the back of his neck.
It's hopeless. Rob twists everything so no one will believe me. What chance do I have when the case comes to trial?
Stop! Enough! Enough, I said! Everyone, shut up!
Oh, my God, what is this?
Tony, be careful. He's got a gun.
Exactly, so shut up. I'm taking back control of my show.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the agricultural story editor. For months, I've sat in the corner being ignored with my silage reports. But I've had enough! Get in here, Grundies!
Oh, we're ever so sorry to interfere with your gripping storyline, Helen.
This bloke's crazy. He marched us in here at gunpoint, didn't he, Joe?
Hey, did he only
No, we're not gonna get shot, Joe. We're the comic relief.
Right. This is the new script for today. My script, back to the way The Archers was before it became EastEnders and Wellingtons. Read it, or the Grundies get it.
Okay. We came here to the prison today, Helen, to talk to you about something very important. The effect Brexit will have on farmers who are no longer in the common agricultural policy.
Yes. Just yesterday, my barrister was saying it would have a devastating effect on the sugar beet harvest.
True, Helen. Crop yields over the medium to long term could fall by as much as 18%, resulting in rising prices and...
Oh!
Don't worry, everyone. I had my old shotgun wired to my leg in case of emergencies.
Oh, Eddie, you killed the agricultural story editor.
We'll all go down for this.
Yes, Clary, I'm afraid we will. Unless we can blame his murder on someone known for her unprovoked violent attacks on controlling men. Someone in a confused and fragile mental state. What do you reckon, Helen?
Why do I have this shotgun in my hand?